Today is National Night Shift Workers' Day, and here to honor the day is poet Karen Jane Glenn with her poem, Night Shift.
Let us now praise the night shift, those on the 8 to 4, the 10 to 6, the 10-hour or 12-hour shift, the bread bakers pounding and leavening, the pastry cooks rolling and filling, the sleep-deprived, the heavy-eyed, the pale and dark ones sleeping through their days, ambulance drivers with their bright sirens, pilots whose planes move like wandering stars, the dawn-obsessed, the checkers of watches, nurses slipping into unlit rooms, the uniformed, the dressed down, the truckers with their high beams on, the wired, the goosed up, the dragged down, the lost and lonely selling tickets at dim windows, girls who kick their shoes off, the ones who walk the aisles, security staff, night watchmen, all those who guard our nights, unsmiling collectors of tolls, bouncers at the after-hours bars, strummers of guitars, juke joint drummers, working in the shadow world where fluorescent lights stand in for sun and flashes of neon pass for stars. Let us praise the yawners and those who stretch to stay awake, coffee hounds, speed freaks, coke drinkers, women who splash water on their faces. Remember the blackjack dealers with their gleaming cards, waitresses sleepwalking from table to table, taxi drivers with a gun in the glove, all the weary, the fearful, the men who never see their wives, the nervous babysitters, those dancing to strange music, the clank and drone of the factory machines, printers rolling out the news, all those dreaming of dawn and sleep, until at last, in the first hint of light, the clerk, alone in the 7-Eleven, counts the change in the cash drawer and closes out the night.
That was Karen Jane Glenn reading her poem Night Shift in honor of today, which is National Night Shift Workers' Day.